This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Tainis Daf Ches.
We're picking it up from Zayin Mebeis on the very bottom. So Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish said, Imra Isa Talmud, if you see a student, Shelimudo Kasha Lovke Barzel, that is learning is very hard for him. It's so hard, it's like iron. Bishvil Mishnas Oshin Sidura Love. It's because his Mishnayas are not set up in front of him, meaning he hasn't sufficiently organized himself where he knows his Mishnayas very well, so that he can go through his learning and everything's going to be very clear to him. So he doesn't have his learning in front of him. He hasn't properly done chazara. He hasn't properly organized himself. Shenamar, and then we have the pasuk that we had been quoting on the previous pasuk, Uhu lo panim kilkal. Right? So fine. So that's the pasuk. He learns out this idea as well. Maitakana say, what should he do to fix the situation? Yarbe b'yeshiva. So he should increase his yeshiva. What does yarbe b'yeshiva mean? Right, so that Rashi explains, she has diru b'nei yeshiva mishnasam, that people in yeshiva, they set up their mishnayas properly, meaning they chazer over their mishnayas, and they know their stuff very, very clearly. So it's not about necessarily becoming smart, it's not about necessarily increasing in your skills, as much as it's about the stuff that you learned, and the basics should be very clear in front of you, and it should be like it's all set up in front of you, that you really know your stuff in the basic level, and then you're able to move to the next level. Shenemar, as we have, as the rest of the pasuk of Chayalim Yigaber v'Yisron, Hichshir Chachma. Right, so that's the pasuk he learns from, that you should be Masader your Mishnayos in front of you. Kol Shekein v'Mishnaso Sturalav Meikar. And certainly, if he already knows his Mishnayos going forward from the beginning, if he builds himself from the foundation up, he's going to have success in his learning. Ki Ha Dereish Lakish Have Masader Masnisin Arbotin Zimnin Keneged Mem Yom Shenitna Torah V'Ayel Kamei Derebi Yochanan. As Reish Lakish himself used to practice this, and he used to review his Mishnayos 40 times in honor of the 40 days that it took for Moshe Rabbeinu to bring down the Torah from Har Sinai. And only then would he go in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Only then would he go to Shir to discuss the elaborations and elucidations on the Mishnayos. He had to chazer it over 40 times before he got there. Rav Ada bar Rava Masader Masnisin Esrin Va'arba Zimnin Keneged Torah Neviim Uksuvim. So Rav Ada bar Rava, he reviewed his Mishnayos 24 times in honor of the 24 books of Tanakh. Vayel Kamei de Rava. And only then would he go to Shir in front of Rava. Rava Amar. Now Rava says, Im Ra'isa Talmud Shelimuda Kasha Alav Kim Barzel. If you find a student whose learning is extremely difficult to him, like Barzel, like metal, like iron, Mishvil Rabo She'eno Mazbir Lo Ponim. It's because his Rebbe is not teaching him properly. He's not, either he's not explaining things well to him, or he's not being nice enough to him. He's not liking him enough. Shenemer, as it says, V'hu Lo Ponim Kilkel. The same pasuk over there indicates this idea. Ma'i takana say, what should he do? Yarbe Olav Reim Shenemer V'chayalim Yigaber V'yisron Hichshir Chochma. Right, so he says that he should have a lot of friends. He should get his friends to tell him what he's doing wrong, and he should make sure that he can help him understand it better, and they can have the Rebbe want to be happier with him, that he should explain things better to him and be nicer to him. So that and Kol Shekein, and certainly all the more so, Im Hukshru Maisa Bifnei Rabo Meikar. If he acted properly to his Rebbe in the first place, so that would even be better. That wouldn't be a problem to start with. Amrav Ami. Rav Ami says, "My dichsiv. What does it mean when it says im yishol hanachash below lachash ve'ein yisrael lebal lashon?" So, what does this pasuk mean? Im ra'isa dor shashamayim mishtakchin kinachoshes milahorid talamatar. If you have a generation where the heavens are not giving off any kind of moisture, i.e., rain or dew, and it's like nechoshes that doesn't give up any moisture when you heat it up. B'shvil lochshei lechichos she'ein bedor. It's because there are not enough whisperers in that generation. What does whisperers mean? It means they don't daven a proper Shemona Esrei. We know when we daven Shemona Esrei, we whisper. We're not supposed to hear our voices, and therefore, it's an indication that they're not davening properly in that generation. My takanasan, what are you supposed to do to fix it? Yelchu etzel mishiyodei lochosh. Go to someone who knows how to daven. Dechsiv. Yagid alav reo, right? Magid alav reo. So that was the end of that pasuk. Then the next part is going on to the next pasuk. So Rashi explains over there that you should have your friend daven for you, and it's talking over there about davening for rain. It's pasuk in Eov. So the idea here is that sometimes you're davening, if you're a particularly bad davener, you need to go to someone else who knows how to daven and have him daven on your behalf as well. Fine. And then the next part of the pasuk, Ein Yisrael Nabal Lashon, there is, yeah, right? So that the end of the pasuk over there. Misha Efshalo Lilchosh Ve'eno Lochesh Mahano Yeshlo. Right, and someone who knows how to daven and he doesn't daven properly, so he doesn't get any hana. What is the point of that? But if he does daven and he doesn't get answered the way he wants, my takana say, what should he do to fix the situation? He should go to a big tzaddik in that generation and he should daven on your behalf. Shenemar vaitzav aleha b'mafgia. Right, so you should have a mafgia. What is this lashon mafgia? Ve'ein pigia ela tefila. Pigia means tefila. Shenemar va'ata al tispalel ba'ada amazev va'al tisa ba'adam rina utefila va'al tifgabi. So you see, one of the things that Yirmiyahu was told not to daven for the Jewish people because Hashem wanted to destroy them, and he says don't daven for them and don't be pogea be. So you see, lashon pigia is also a lashon of tefila. It's a tefila type of like getting in Hashem's face and making demands. And if you did daven and it worked out for you, umegis daito olav, and then you get arrogant about it because you say, "Oh, Hashem does whatever I say." Mevi af li olam, it brings Hashem's anger to the world. Shenemar, as it says, mikna af al ola. So you can bring anger through your carbon, through your tefillos. Rav Amar shnei talmid chacham shiyoshim biirachas ve'in nochen zel lezeb alacha miskanin ba'af umalin oso. Right, so he says, if you have two Talmidei Chachamim who live in the same general area and they don't talk in learning with one another, they don't get along with each other to the point that they can become colleagues, so that also brings Hashem's anger to the world. Shenemar, as it says, Mikna'af al Ola. Right, so that's another way to darshan that pasuk, that if you have two Talmidei Chachamim in the same place and they don't get along, and then that brings Hashem's anger to the place. Amar Ish Lakish. So what is that? Another way to learn this pasuk that we've been talking about before. In the future, all of the different animals are going to come and they're going to talk to the snake. So the lion, we understand, it pounces and then it eats. And the wolf, it rips apart the animal and then it eats it. And enjoys these. These are enjoyable activities for these animals. But you don't even get hana. You just swallow things whole. It's not, there's no hana, there's no taste, there's no flavor. Amar lahem ve'ein yisron lebal halashon. So say back to them, yeah, you're right. There is no. I'm the bal halashon. I'm the snake. I'm the quintessential bal halashon hara, and therefore there's nothing that I'm not supposed to gain anything out of it. It's just that's part of the what it means to be a snake. So Amar Rabbi Ami ein tefilaso shel adam nishmas elim kein mesim nafsho b'kapo. A person's tefilas will not be heard unless he puts his soul into his hands, meaning he really just gives it 110% into his tefilas. Shenemar. Nisalavavenu el kapayim el kel bashamayim. Right, so we have such a lashon that we should take our hearts into our hands to Hashem. I read the part of the pasuk that wasn't in the Gemara. Eini, is this really true? Vaha ukim Shmuel amora alea v'darish. Shmuel once appointed an amora, meaning that was somebody who used to quote the psukim and the brises. He had somebody darshan for him. Vayfatuhu b'fiem uvolshonam yichaz below. Right, so he says, example where it says over there that they basically seduced with their mouths and their tongues, they lied, meaning the libam lo nachonimo, but their hearts were not really into it. Meaning, there was a case of davening that's being described in this pasuk in Tehillim, where you really were just davening with your mouth alone, and you didn't really have your heart into it. The lo namnu bevriso, and they were not trustworthy in the bris of Hashem. The afal pichein, and even so, it says right afterwards, v'urachum yichaper avon, that Hashem will forgive them. Meaning, so that's mashma, that even if your tefilos are lousy and your heart is not into it, and you're just saying the words, still Hashem will forgive you for this. So lo kasha kan biyachid kan vetzira. Now, one is talking about a yachid. Meaning, if you're a yachid davening, your davening better be good. You really got to get your heart into it. But if you're a tzibur davening, so then even if your heart is not into it, you still get a positive response from Hashem. Amar Rav Ami ein gisham yordim el b'shvil balei amana. Why does it rain? It rains bedavka because of those who are balei amana, the trustworthy individuals, people with real emuna. Shenemar, as it says, emes meyeretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Right, so talking about the things that come down from heaven, do so dafka because of those who are righteous and truthful. From Rav Ami, ba ure kama gedolim balei amana. See how great balei amana are. Minayin, how do we know? Mechulda ubor, from the story of the chulda and the boar. So if it's true about the case of the chulda and the bor, which we'll explain what that is in a second, how much more so about those who actually trust in Hashem? Now, what is going on in the chulda and the bor? So Rashi over here tells us that there was a case where a young man said to a young woman, "I promise I'm going to marry you," and the girl said, "Oh, that's so lovely. I want to marry you too. But who are going to be our witnesses that one day we're going to get married?" And they said, "Well, there's only thing that's here. There's one weasel over here, and then there's a pit. There's a well over here." So, okay, later on in life, the boy forgot all about his childhood sweetheart, and he didn't marry her. He married somebody else, a wonderful girl. They had two children, and their children died. One died by being killed as a baby, I assume, by a weasel. And one fell down a bore, and the wife figured out there's something going on here. This is not these are not normal that they have such terrible luck in a family. And she asked him what's going on, and it jogged his memory about the story that the chulda and the bore were the witnesses that he was going to marry that other girl. And therefore, you see that those witnesses came back to demand that he live up to his word, to be a baal amana, baali amana, or people who live up to their word. So if a person who puts his trust in a chulda and a bore, his words come true. So kal v'chomer, a person who really is emistic in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so will all of his words be important and come true? Amar Rav Yochanan, kol ha-matzdik es atzmo milmata, matzdikin alav, hadin milmala. Right? So a person who acts righteously in this world, so he is treated with great righteousness from above. Shenemer, emes me'eretz, titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim, nishkof. Right? There's a reflection in Shamayim of everything that we do in this world. Rabbi Chiya Barav and Amar Avuna Mehacha, and he has a different pasuk which says the exact same thing. Uchi yirasecha ivrasecha. Right? Same idea that you get treated with the amount of your Shamayim that you have. Rish Lakish Amar Mehacha, and Rish Lakish has a different pasuk, but again, same theme. Pagata es sos. The Osei Tzedek Bidrachecha Yizkerucha Hein Ata Katzavta Hein Ata Katzavta V'nechata Bohem Olam V'nivasheh. Right, I went a little further than the Gemara has it as well, but again you have another pasuk which is the same theme as well, that basically the way you act in a good way in this world, you're treated in a good way in Shemayim as well. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol HaSameach Yisurin Shabbana Love, maybe Yishul Olam. If a person has hardships in this world and he rejoices in them nonetheless, so he accepts them. We had this in Brachos in the first parak last year also. He accepts them with some type of joy that he knows it's all coming from Shemayim. So he brings real salvation to the world. Shenemra Bohem Olam V'nivasha. Right? And we have this same idea from the pasuk we just quoted, that if a person rejoices in his hardships, so then he will bring great salvation to the world. Amar Yesh Lakish Mai Dichsiv Vatzar Asa Shemayim. What does it mean when it's we said in Kriya Shema that I'm going to stop the heavens, it's not going to rain? B'shash Shemayim Netzar Mila Horid. From the time that the heavens are stopped from giving over rain, right, just in Matar, change the gears to two over here, just rain. Domel Isha Shemachabeles Ve'ina Yoledes. It's talking about a woman who has contractions, she has pains of labor, but she doesn't actually have any children. Behind the Amar Yesh Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara, Namar Atzira B'Gishamim, V'Namar Atzira B'Isha. We find psukim that talk about the heavens having stoppages, like Atzira, and we also find psukim that talk about a woman having a stoppage in such a type of Atzira. Namar Atzira B'Isha, Shenemar Ki Atzor Atzar Hashem Ba'ad Kol Rechem. It says such a lashon of stoppage by a woman, as it says when Abimelech took Sarah, so the punishment was Hashem stopped every womb in amongst the Plishtim from giving birth. And we have such a lashon by rain, as we said already, Vatsar Es HaShemayim. It'll stop the heavens, meaning that it'll have thunder and lightning, all the things that it looks like it's going to rain, and it won't really rain. And Nemar Leida B'Ishim and Nemar Leida B'Gisham. And similarly, we have such a lashon of birth by a woman, obviously, and we have birth said by Shemayim as well. Nemar Leida B'Isha Dichsiv Vatar Vateled Ben. Right, we have this many, many times. Nemar Leida B'Gisham Dichsiv V'Holida V'Hitzmicha. Right, the heavens will give birth, and then it will sprout forth by giving over rain and things from the earth growing. Nemar Pekida B'Isha V'Nemar Pekida B'Gisham. We have a lashon of pekida, which generally means remembering, paying attention to, by a woman, and we also have that by rain. Nemar Pekida B'Isha Shena Dichsiv V'Hashem Pekada Sarah. Hashem remembered, quote unquote, Sarah. V'nemar pekida b'gishamim. We have this lashon by rain as well. Dechsev pakadata ha'aretz vat shokakeha rabas ta'ashirena Peleg Elokim, Malay Mayim, Tachin, Malay Mayim, etc. Fine. So that's the end of that pasuk where you have a lashon of pekida that Hashem remembers and therefore He gives over rain from the heavens. All right, we'll continue with this in the next amid.